Hey guys, welcome to the Review Central HD podcast. I'm your host, Joel, from the Underground Garage, along with Jason from Review Central, and our friend Noah and John from John Reviews 97. So, tonight we'll be covering a variety of topics, but to start it off, we'll have Jason talk about the progress of our podcast in a pirate hat.
All right, so first I'd like to thank all of you guys for listening to our podcast for the past 5 weeks. Within our first week of the podcast, we made it to number 75 in iTunes. Now we're cruising around for number 49, which is truly awesome. We wouldn't be this far without you guys. Thank you very much. To celebrate our success, we'll be giving away a Razer Onza gaming controller to one lucky viewer in our live stream.
That's right, guys. So our first topic for the night is Curiosity, NASA's Mars rover, which landed on August 6th. Now, as we know, this is the third Mars rover landing we've had since Spirit and Opportunity, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Landed back in the 2004-2005 period, which, I mean, comparing Curiosity to those two, the Curiosity rover is much larger. It weighs about a ton. But, I mean, personally, I'm not that excited about it, mainly because, you know, this is the third time we've done that, like, you know, been there, seen that. But all in all, it's a cool event, and I'm pretty glad it happened.
Mm-hmm. And all the people watching the live stream right now, you guys will actually be able to see some live footage of the thing, so we're actually going to be showing you guys some videos of Curiosity right now, which is pretty cool. So I'll get that for you guys.
Yeah, activate that YouTube there.
Alright. Done.
So do we have any more commentary on this?
Well, yeah, we can talk about a little stuff about it if you guys want. So, people on live stream right here, you guys can see this. Have you guys seen the first pictures from Curiosity?
I've seen a couple of them. They look pretty impressive, honestly, compared to the last few rovers. The quality is a lot better, even, you know, from back in 2008 technology. Mm-hmm. It looks pretty nice.
It's kind of amazing with the technology that we have now.
Oh, yeah. But I know the main difference with this, instead of just surveying the landscape, this one's designed to mainly search for the... Not if there was life, but necessary materials and building blocks that would, you know, be required to support life.
Uh-huh.
Basically, if this search runs successful for what they're looking for now, they're going to send another rover to collect possibly soil samples and much more to see, you know, look deeper into what happened on the Martian landscape many years ago.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Are we thinking about possibly occupying Mars?
Well, you know, it's not a far shot question in the future. I don't see why you couldn't, but, you know, it'd require a lot of terraforming and, you know, lots of artificial oxygen stuff. You know, we'd be seeing Total Recall type stuff going on, but it's, you know, you can't say it won't happen.
I don't know. It would cost a whole lot of money. The human race would have to be pretty desperate if the Earth is so overpopulated that we have to move to Mars.
Oh, yeah. Like having like a cool Dead Space scenario.
I actually want to move to Mars. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, well, it would cost a lot of money, and it would be kind of useless.
Yeah, that's true.
Plus, how would we broadcast on... how would we be making this podcast over, you know, from Earth to Mars? That'd be kind of a... I don't think we'd be able to do that on broadband alone.
Well, they are live. They did do some live streams, though, from Curiosity.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they were using some pretty advanced stuff. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to, you know, pick up that Radio Shack they have around Mars.
Yeah, it would probably cost, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars in order to get permission to signal to Earth.
But this is Jason we're talking about. He's going to be rich in the future or something.
He already is rich.
All right, well, so now we're going to end this topic, wrap it up a little bit, and we're going to be talking about the Razer Onza, which I'm going to be giving away. So, just go back to here. Alright, so I've been using the Razer Onza for the past few days, and I have to say I'm very impressed with its performance. If you guys don't know, it's a third-party Xbox 360 controller manufactured by Razer. And what I really like about this controller is that it has adjustable sticks and mechanical buttons. Now, mechanical buttons are like really awesome if you guys haven't used them before. So if you guys have $40 laying around, I definitely recommend you pick this controller up. So stay tuned to the channel for the full review.
What is a mechanical button?
So mechanical button, it's basically has a clickier feel, it has faster response times. Like average controllers, they have, I forgot what it's called, let me see what's called. It has these like pads on there that when you press it down, it touches like a metal contact. So that's how like a regular one works.
Oh, I see, but the mechanical buttons are spring-loaded.
Yeah, they're spring loaded, so they actually like press the buttons themselves, kind of thing. Makes direct
Oh,
contact. So it
okay.
provides like quicker response times and stuff like that. It's really nice.
Similar to how like the trigger buttons work on a DualShock or an Xbox controller.
Similar, but it's a lot, quicker and responsive.
Is this like the difference between, say, a Mac keyboard and one of those older ones with deeper buttons?
Yeah, like the ones with the deeper buttons, those are actually considered more mechanical than the chiclet style
I like
MacBook
those a
Air
lot more.
keyboard. Yeah, because they make the, that clicky sound kind of
Yeah.
thing. Yeah, those are mechanical.
Huh. Never knew that difference.
Yeah, because like the MacBook Air keyboard or the Mac keyboards, they're using the same technique as like the regular buttons. So, yeah, that's why they
Personally,
don't make the click noise.
I'm a fan of the more modern keyboards myself, but that's just my opinion.
Well, I like them more for Flash games like Flash Revolution, which is a rhythm game using a keyboard. And when you're like mashing keys, it's much easier to do it on a mechanical keyboard. So it's much better response.
Yeah. But yeah. All right, so we're gonna move to our next topic.
And this is about everyone's favorite pair of headphones, Beats by Dr. Dre. Yeah, I know, right? Throughout the Olympic Games, you may have seen athletes wearing a pair of Beats by Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I saw a lot of them.
This was all part of Monster Cable's marketing plan by using an old-style technique of sending free headphones to the athletes. As a result, many of the athletes wore these throughout their events. Great Britain actually banned the use of these headphones, surprisingly, but they know what they're doing. So, did this marketing technique actually work? Yes, it did. Monster Cable's sale of Beats by Dr. Dre increased by a whopping 116%.
Beats suck. We need to get like other companies. We need to get like Audio Technica out there. We need them to be
We need
sponsoring
more than this.
Olympics.
And Fanny
I
Pack.
s I still have yet to get some Audio Technica stuff going on, but I did enter in one of their giveaways though. It was pretty cool. They had some nice products going up.
Did you win anything?
I'll be down with one minute. I gotta say bye.
But yeah, there's so many other headphone companies you can go from. It's Beats by Dr. Dre are just, I mean, let's start from the fact. It's simply a fashion statement. That's really all they are. They do not support in sound quality one bit. Yeah.
It's funny because in their booklets, they go into great detail about their crisp, clear sound, even
Yeah.
more than actual good headphone
And
speakers.
their slogan is sound really matters.
Yeah, not with Beats, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's funny.
So, there's better headphones out there. So, what are better alternatives to the people that want to get good headphones?
I would say the Fanny Wang 2001 DJs with Bass Boost. They're $250 retail. You can get them at fannywang.com and customize them for $50 more. But they sound fantastic. Like they sound good for any type of music you listen to. Because they are acoustic headphones, but they do have bass when you need them, with three different settings, which are off, on, and bass. Because the off setting doesn't sound as good because it's not powered, but when it's powered, it's much clearer on the on setting. In fact, bass, the difference between bass and on is more like just when you turn on bass, it's like turning on the bass, because the on setting really doesn't have any bass.
Yeah, and what's great about these is you can actually find them on Amazon for like 150.
Yeah, that's how I got mine.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the Fanny Wings, they, in sound alone, one up the Beats by Dr. Dre, but they look extremely nice too. They're very nicely finished. The material used, it's a nice rubberized finish. It's got a nice texture to it. It's overall a very nice looking headphone, very cool. They fold up quite nice. The case is a little bulky, but that's a complaint anyone would have. Overall, they're really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
John, what would you say about the Klipsch Image ones?
All the Klipsch Image ones. All right, so I'll tell you a little story about those. So this is before I was halfway smart. I bought some Beats Solo HDs as a graduation present. I got $100 towards them. I got them, and since I didn't know any better, I loved them. But then they had a defect, which is rattling bass. So after a week, I went in and tried out some new headphones. I found the Klipsch Image ones, which sounded like 40 times better than the Beats Solo HDs for $50 less. So I got a better pair of headphones and $50, and I was a happy boy.
No.
But they're just fantastic. Like, I mean, the acoustics on those are pretty good, but they're not, like, fantastic, I would say, but they are very heavy bass headphones. And for some people like me who like that, they're a good Beats alternative.
Yeah, and they also have there's also another company, Audio Technica. They make ATH M50s, which are $150 price range, and they're probably the best out of all the three headphones you mentioned. But, you know, they're more studio style. The design's pretty nice, but you definitely get a better style when you use the Fanny Wangs.
Yeah.
Would you say that Fanny Wangs are more, like, stereo-oriented? They provide a warmer sound, but they're not as flat?
Yeah, definitely. The Audio Technica ATH M50s, they have a flatter sound, and, you know, they're more for the... the musician?
Studio production.
Yeah, studio production kind of stuff.
Would you consider the Wangs to be studio headphones?
They can be considered studio headphones. Like, the quality is not bad, but it's just a little bassy.
Yeah,
I have yet to use them, so I'd love to try recording some stuff and put it on SoundCloud just to test it out.
Yeah, I need to get back on SoundCloud. I haven't been very active lately.
Every headphone, like every speaker, is colored just a little bit. But the idea is to get them to be as flat as possible for an accurate mix.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. It's really nice. But,
These Apple headphones that Jason and me are using right now, they tend to have a little more high gain to them, which actually is what's giving me such a cool sound quality to my songs that I put on SoundCloud.
Yeah. Like, they have their advantages in ways, which is.
Are you talking about, like, those standard earbuds that come in the cases? Yeah. Okay.
Like, it actually depends on the musician, like, how they record their music, like, their audience, because, depending on what they want, like, because, for, like, probably Dr. Dre, all his stuff is bass heavy, so, like, people with beats, like, their main audience is, bass, so, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, like, most people listen to his kind of music have bass-heavy headphones.
The problem is, I've listened to Beats by Dr. Dre, but listening to, like, you know, actual bass, as in, like, a bass guitar, it just doesn't sound the same. It's more designed towards, you know, a digital bass, which I'm not against, but if I want to listen to some, you know, acoustic-minded music, it doesn't give me the experience I want, unlike the Fanny Wangs.
Yeah, and if I can add... The Beats by Dre's bass isn't perfectly clear. It is a little bit clouded, and they are nowhere near the heaviest bass headphones you can buy, especially considering price, because there are these headphones made by Ear Pollution, which is run under iFrogs, called the Moguls. They're $70 retail on their site, but can be picked up $40 to $50 on Amazon, and they're just like subwoofers on your head. They're amazing.
Much better investment.
Yeah. If you want to listen to bass music, just buy those. Save yourself $230.
Yeah, and I just say the Beats, they're, like, not bad headphones, but for the price point that you pay for them, they're not all that great.
Yeah.
Like, definitely.
And they're not even very durable.
Yeah. Because the Solos, they had a hinge problem where when you'd open it up, it would crack. And if you go to, like, stores, you'll see in the displays that probably most of them you're going to see are cracked.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Personally, please.
Go ahead.
Well, I think the major gripe I have with Beats by Dr. Dre, you know, aside from sound, of course, is their design setup to begin with. It just doesn't look attractive to me at all. It looks like it stands out too much. The colors they use. When I wear headphones, I prefer having subtle colors, something that blends in with my hair, like these iHome headphones that I picked up for $20, and the bass sounds about on par with it. But the colors they have, they're flashy, but Then there's the whole design to them to begin with. The way they're designed is they cup over your ear to a degree where it looks like you're wearing gun earmuffs or whatever they're called. Gun silent. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The wangs tend to do that. Like, they're circular. They go all the way around your ears. Like, they don't even touch them.
But they don't bulk up as much as the Beats by Dr. Dre do. They have more of a flat cylindrical than the Beats do.
Yeah.
You know, they cup over your ear like an earmuff, and it doesn't look very attractive at all.
Yeah. I actually prefer the studio look than, you know, the kind of the fashion kind of look that Beats
have. Studios look much better.
And I mean, like, the studio kind of headphones, like Audio Technica kind of stuff.
Oh, like, yeah, Audio look. Technica, yeah.
Were you talking about the Beats Pros?
No, I'm talking about, like, the studio look. You know, like, how the Audio Technica ATH M50s,
they
more like a producer kind of look kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are nice. Very nice.
Gotta be the hipster.
So I've been looking at our YouTube channel live stream thing going on, but we don't seem to have much interaction from the fans, which I find that kind of pretty disappointing, but don't know what to say, really.
It's a fail.
Yeah, we're not getting many comments. But, guys, we don't have any tries left, so, I mean, we'd be flattered if you want to comment or something, ask us questions, whatever you feel like. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, down there now, please.
We also do have new intro music, which I created. If you guys will hear it, if you watch it on iTunes.
Yeah, for the final cut. That should sound pretty good. Yeah, this is going to be the first time that Jason's going to be doing something instead of me. And then we're probably going to be working on some collaboration material in the future. But as for right now, this is all him. So, yeah, when you see the final cut, definitely check it out.
Yeah, it's going to be really great. So, might be making more appearances in the future ones.
Friend of mine, Jeremiah, he hasn't confirmed, but he said that he'd be willing to join us. So, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Ooh, me too.
But hopefully we can get more people on this for our next ones, which is going to be good.
Yeah, this is going to be, you know, a huge party going on, talking about everything we can.
Yeah, trying to
expand. Speaking of which, one topic I know we haven't expanded on yet is good TV.
Yeah, so we'll be covering that next week, and stay tuned for that. But also, I want to kind of move into our final topic, which is to be discussing about how our weekly podcast is produced. Now, as you guys all know, this doesn't just get recorded and straight up loaded. But so what we do is, first this just starts out through a call through Skype like we have right now. Now, all three of us are connected through Skype, which is really amazing software. I don't know why more people don't use it. But, you know, free voice calls and video calls. But anyways, that's how it starts. And then today is slightly different as we're using Google Plus, because we're live streaming this. So, using studio quality mics, we record our audio through ScreenFlow, which is an app on the Mac, which allows you to record your screen, your computer audio, and also your mic input. So then our podcasts are now edited, converted to AAC format, and then uploaded to iTunes through our host, Podomatic. Now, for a session like today, we get to discuss that. But then the Hangout session is streamed through YouTube, and record the podcast using the same method, and we upload to iTunes, like I said earlier. So, that's how our podcast gets uploaded.
It's a little, you know, it's hard to do, but it's worth it in the end. We get our quality sound, and overall, we're getting views and stuff and downloads from you guys, so that's good enough for us.
Yeah, we're averaging like 20 to 30 downloads a day, which is really great, and we're number 49 right now. So it's
and that's awesome. much more than we were looking at. We weren't expecting to get this far, so
yeah, this
it's
kind
pretty
of,
cool.
This originally started off as like kind of a hobby type thing, you know, not trying to get big, but surprisingly we got pretty big within the first week.
When you say your rank in podcasts, are there different categories or is that all
technology?
Okay.
49 in technology right now.
But although we kind of delve into other stuff a lot.
Yeah. We're like number 7,000 all over. It's not bad.
Well, there's probably a bunch of podcasts in that.
Because anybody can put a podcast in iTunes.
But most importantly, we're 49 in good old America.
Yeah.
America!
All right, well, I think it's that time again to end today's podcast. So like to thank you guys for watching and listening. And please stay tuned, as we will be having a hangout session after this, and we can answer questions if you guys are still out there. So, so stay tuned to us. Expect the next podcast for next Monday night. And there you guys go. Thanks for watching, guys. Peace.
Keep the downloads coming.